all the hearts that are before you. We are in need, Lord. We want you to help us. We want you, Father, to cleanse us inside the work of the devil. His fingerprints upon our lives, may they be erased. May they be rubbed. Spirits of sickness, spirits of destruction, spirits of disease, spirits of perishing, tonight, Heavenly Father, we rebuke them and we give them no space, even in our hearts tonight. It was Paul who spoke by the Spirit. It says, giving no room to the devil. That's what we are doing right now. There is no room. We are closing him out. We are refusing him, Lord. Not even by our will. We are rejecting him to say, yes, no space, no avenue, even in our lives tonight. May the word take preeminence. May the word block him out, even as we have come to you tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We take down thy word. May it take position, even of protecting us and leading us along the way. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Have thine own way, absolute sway. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. We spoke on why God is obsessed with your success. Amen. On Sunday. Why God is obsessed with your success. Why God is so much interested in having his children being successful. Even your parents, they want you to be successful. There is no parent who is not obsessed by the success of his children. Tinemunge mudara ku winter. Mapemberera anoita kwachidaidzirwa mwana wake is like a father who is demonized. Takato for last time kuti asiwa shikirwa. Anongopiwa prize yekupemberera. The most happy parent goes to that man. Mwana wake anozi ndiyako, whatever prize mwana wacho, anongopiwa prize somehow. Asi baba wacho anobva varira vanhu vese panze nekufara. He is obsessed by the success of his son. That's what God does when you are successful. Amen. That's why we are not going to Abraham. To reinforce. But what I said, I'm going to do it. Don't doubt Abraham. Don't. Praise his name. So it was really very an eye-opener. And I was preaching to myself too. Praise his name. And what he showed us by the scriptures, how he made us, the delicate process that he went through to make you who you are tonight. Amen. That you are not an ordinary person. There's no one else like you. Because there's no one else like you, no one can do what you have not done. No one else will ever do it. So you leave the world with a gap. You should change the world. If only you knew that. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you are robbing humanity of something very special. You are robbing humanity of something very special. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. And I want us just to read 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22. As I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. What does he say there? I'm reading from the NIV. Amen. He says, for the sake of his great name, the Lord we will not reject his people. Because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. We may take our seats. Are you hearing what he's saying there? For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Are you seeing that? For his great name's sake. Why? Because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. That's how special you are. So he's saying, this is my product. This is my person. And he's saying, see what he's saying there. He says, for his great name's sake. Now this is very critical. For his great name's sake. He's saying, I have put my name on you. I have put my name on you. So if you fail, the risk is not on you. The risk is on me. Your failure, the risk of failure is not on you. It is on him. So he's very, very particular. That's why he's obsessed. He loves his name so much. He has a name to protect. Amen. For his name's, not only name, great name's sake. He wants your marriage to function properly. So he go at length. That's why it's not easy to kill your son. Yeah? He had to kill his son as a seal. This thing must come out right. And he's doing that for his great name's sake. The only name is a powerful brand. It's a powerful name. Remember there is a name. Buddha has a name. Buddha has a name. Yeah? Muhammad has a name. So he's saying, Bao has a name. So he's saying, I am standing against Bao. The kids of Bao, the kids of Muhammad, the kids of Confucius, against his children. That's the challenge which he's doing. It's not like when we say no one marik. Kune wa mo wa mariko wariko. Wale wanu wao. Ne handani wanu waki ofuti. Against all those people. He says, I want to stand out as the great God. I have a great name to protect. And I've put my name on you. Let us make a man. Yeah? In our image. What does he mean? Let's put our image on that man. He's representing us. That man is representing us. That man is representing us. Our image is on him. So he's representing, he's an ambassador. Yeah, you said you're an ambassador. Did I say you're an ambassador? Yes, you said you are an ambassador. That's how much he sees you tonight. That's how much he sees me. But you just think it's just for you to go to heaven. You think he's happy for you if he takes you to heaven, then he is happy. You think heaven is your home? He never gave men heaven. Did he give men heaven? How many know scripture? Jesus never gave men heaven. No. Jesus never gave us heaven. He gave us the earth. gave us heaven. But it's against the norm of what you have heard. But Abraham says, heaven is 3.5 years. You go to the rapture for how many years? 3.5 years. Anyway, what then happens? You then come back here. This is our home. While the earth is being cleaned for us again to come back. I believe in heaven. Those names are good. I believe in heaven. I believe in going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. There were people I said, hold my dress, hold my jacket. As we are going, hold on me. We are going. But when we go there, we'll come back. We will come back when this earth is cleansed. But God is not so much interested in taking you to heaven. No. Heaven. Just create you, put you in heaven, keep you there. But he brought you here on this earth for you. For let's just go there. Let's see what he said. I hope you are understanding me. Don't misunderstand me. Let's take Genesis chapter 1. What Abraham says, God does not change his mind about what? Amen. About his word. Yes. He does not change his mind about his. Genesis 1 verse 26. Let's see what he says there. That will change a really mind you. And God said, let us make man in our image. Yes, that's what he said. Let us make man in our image. Right. For what? After our likeness. That's why he put his name on you. And he says, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. This is what he gave men to do. It was the original intent that God gave to men. Your mandate here is to dominate the earth. I don't know how to mandate to yae kudenga. This was the original mandate. And God does not change it. And it will take us back to Eden. Does it stay back to Eden? Yes. To Eden, and we sing about it. Going back. Yeah? Going back to the faith, civilization. Which one? Back to Eden. But there are some people that think Eden is heaven. Anyhow, heaven we are going. Heaven we are going, and we shall go. But that's not our home. Yeah? He saw those people coming down with him, with Jesus. Yeah? On a white horse. Coming down to the earth. On Armageddon. They came down to the earth, those people. And he says, oh, you know, to go boy, go. This is our original mandate. Yeah? God wants to have dominion. Over the earth. When we have time to be over the earth, then he takes you to rest for a while. Waiting for others to also come. Then the time comes, you then come back home. That's the full cycle. I'm just showing you the full cycle. The complete cycle. I wanted to say something to tonight. I'm preaching tonight. Zandara stickers on the tower. Why you say I'm saying that? Because the issue of heaven has made people very lazy. It's a culprit. Not because I want to not go to, I want to go to heaven. But I want to escape to heaven. It's not a hideout. Heaven is for conquerors. People who have achieved their mandate here. So sometimes we have to destroy the foundation where you are standing on. For you to really see what I'm saying to you. Heaven. How do we enjoy heaven? Who's the greatest? How do we enjoy heaven? You have to conquer the earth. And you go there as a victor. Because hell knows who areas are going to bring. Egg. Hell knows who are going to bring. I think I'm a demon in my coma now. Egg. Tell the brother, what happened? A demon in the area. What are you? You have stories to tell. It's for overcomers. It's for overcomers. You have to overcome. Overcome what? This earth. You have to overcome. And this church, first of people who have overcome, who have exercised their dominion over the sea. My wife was asking me. I should not even. Someone told me we have to China. Must the container here? I no pinda munyanza. I just don't know. What does what do? I think he said good. Zikamu vura ne ne mare mire guewa. That a man a murungu waka dominate a sea. Let me when Namibia you saw that big ship times five this building. More than five times. What? Why? They've dominated the what? The sea. He had dominion over the sea. If you mistake your dominion is spiritual. And if fire is not so mining. We won't go far if you spiritualize everything. Alright. What's it dominate sea? Alright, it's like we're not dominate a gym sea, much spiritual. What is it? My mermaid. What is it chirim sea or dominate a sea? Not dominate a hoe. Wow. What is it? The missionary, they gave us a gospel of laziness to dominate us. And I'm angry with that. They came here, those guys. Why in Yaitorwa ne Mepo Irimunyanza? Those white men. Rose and his team. Yeah? How did they come with Nemafungu Fungwe Sarimunyanza? They dominated the sea. Try it. That's a wave roya wave roya rim seas or I got a wave virage. And what do you see? Those guys now, the white boy, they do surfing. Surfing. They ride on the big waves. So I can't make it. What happened? Munu mutema. Ita otuone. Tambira kure neziwa. Unoto wanenjuzu. Unoto wanenjuzu. Murombo tambira kure. Meme zino kubata. And we lose out. We saw. How did they put madzius e oil? Put the machinery. Saka yaka batira paiko. Munyanze mu. I was able to get a machine equipment. Guys, what's better than a murungu? Zaganaka, the Wakati Batsir. As an answer could tipa chaiso chaiso. Hana could tipa chaiso chaiso. Guayaquana, Mana Africa. Yakwana Guayedo Habatang. To get dominion over the sea and over the fowls of the air. In the gate. Right, brothers, kuti from nowhere. Take it to what you're not taking it, car. Go to there where we're there. One is a woman taking it to Dubai Airport. Mawandira Zakaita. Pedal up and get two. Vele and take it two. The whole day, but then they get two. You get a young and take it one. You get a dinner. Haina, ina ndege wani, ina wani, yazita ngani ndege. Haina kana ndege. Malawi, haina kana ndege. Itaba Ethiopia. But the white skin guys, those guys. Zaka Sara, Ethiopian Airlines, my base, Ethiopian Airlines, everywhere. But this is where the most religious people in the world, Africa. See them praying, Shin Marakata, March, what they. What's wrong with Africa? Makomo sister pesa makomo yesa chidini. Tishina mad. White garments everywhere. Wamwana nyembe nyembe master ni master. Wanga fike na zuma bandire zokubata majagenisheni. Jagenisheni wakamwe wana genisheni kubarungu. Very religious. Pungwe tishiru wango machete. Tishiru watishidini. Tishina matamari. That is she got up on my levels. Over the air. Now, no, what happened? Elon Musk, air, got a good tour air. That's your death. Good full air. That's what she end. They are banking on what their fathers did. That's just the air. Because I'm going to go to over the cat of the earth, over the creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. This is now the earth. It's what kind of number of them are racing? You must carry when I should make a what kind of them are racing since 1915. Come with them on one jet out of racing. You see the problem. We rebuke our sekurus. The shinama tasterek. Sekuru wako yangu ya madzinza. Zipopotele. Dimune magutu kwa ime. Andi progress spirit kutora iweu. They will fast to rebuke your spirit. They will fast. They have all night meetings. rebuking you. Is and the progress spirit. Now, over the creeping of the earth. That's the mandate of man. But somehow we've missed it. This side of the sea. And you come to preach. I'm being courageous and bold. To tell you this is your mandate. Very courageous and bold. What Abraham says, man in his spirit is what? Unlimited. In what way? How is he unlimited? What do you think you can do also? We can't all be preachers. Can't all be evangelists. Can't all be teachers of the word. Can also teach what is then is your mandate. How can you be unlimited? In doing what? We have no church ministry. We have no church ministry. Then how can you be unlimited? In what way? Praise God. He says we have... He is what? He says what? What does he say? He says here. Now, why? How nonsense. Science has got him going 900 miles an hour, which is now the aeroplane. Now in a jet plane or something like that, and still taking him further. He never... He never refers back to them. Moody had a message of his day. Simpson had the of his day. Calvin and all the rest of them had of it of their day. But this is another day. They were going in an ox cart. We are a jet plane moving on. Then he says, brother, I tell you, untapped resources of God hangs before us. Untapped resources of God, they hang before us. Untapped resources of God, they hang. Says where all things are possible. That's why now they can bring the sheep here. It's all things are possible. That's why they can fly to the moon. Why? Because all things are possible. To you, all in the possible is a good Musoronga upore. When I'm at Musorodini, Musoro upore. That's why all things are possible to you. You will take maybe one Munamatiro Gupiwa, a chikaf, village. If you pray, you are praying for food in there, and school fees, and a house, and a car, then all things are possible to you. All this become possible. Kapiwa, ngasala nemunwa, namatira vangopiwa grocery, ukatekela grocery mu shop. That's to you. Ya waona mwari. Ndani mulai ndisina kana chekubata, ndangomira mukiu matimu, njiti mwari uchauya cheti. Ndaka nichitenda and from nowhere pastor vango uya vandi moresa, vato taka chisiya ndi manango dini. Ndichaise zvese. My way and I want a maru singer to wait. Wamona for real. I tell him, Wawona Mari for real. The Marie Wawon. I see Marie Wawona. Potential Yaka is a mauri. They will catch it and dig. Potential Yaka is a mauri. Eh? Ndiye kuita zvinorohwa. asina makumbu waimere makumbu. I wanted to show you tonight. Let's just see something here. What is my topic tonight? I am preaching. My way, sorry. I want to preach on a very sharing the treasure in us with the world. Sharing the treasures in us with the world. Praise God. Paul says here in Corinthians, let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. What does he say? He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Yeah? That the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. Now, when you speak of this, you speak of what do you have? You have the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost in you. That the excellence of power be of God. It's very true. We have the Holy Ghost in you. That's very good. So what have you done with that treasure of the Holy Ghost in you? The word of God in you. What have you done with that? With Jesus Christ in you. What have you done with that? Say that the excellence of power may be of God. Amen. Now, may God help us tonight. I strongly believe that this earthen vessel is just clay. Which is you, which is the earth. This is a person there. Amen. But there is much more in that person tonight than what the eye can see. Yeah? There is much more in this body of clay. But that's what you are seeing. When you then dominate the earth, dominate the sea, dominate the air. Yeah? When you are clay. But you say, but how can clay do that? That it may be so that the excellence of power may be of God. Amen. People may not put any value on you as they see from the outside. You are nothing. Amen. You don't look like you have got anything. Or you can amount to anything in this life. But what is in you is priceless. What God put in you is priceless. What God put in you, you can't place a value. You can't place a value. Amen. What we see when we look at you, we are not seeing you. We are not seeing you when we see you like this. We don't even know who you are. Until that which is in you begins to manifest itself. But unfortunately, Africa, we will never have time to manifest ourselves. We will never have time to manifest ourselves for various reasons. Number one is the environment. They're unconducive. Amen. Praise God. Now, you remember St. Paul was a murderer. He was a murderer. But in him was something more than a murderer. People still saw a murderer. But then something happened to him. He met with God. And the day that he met God, then the treasure in him began to have an access to show itself. Do you remember that? Yes. The treasure in him really came out when he met Jesus. But even besides that, to show you, I want you to see who this St. Paul was. Before Satasana Jesus, he had his character and his capabilities and his knowledge. He was educated, Paul. Yeah? Very much educated. And he was, now hear me. Conversion of Paul did not make him an orator. Yeah? He was an orator before even he was converted. Yeah? He was an orator. Before he was converted, Paul was a leader. He was a leader. He arranged, he took people together to gang up. He would go to ministers, to presidents. Yeah? That's skill to organize people. He was an organizer before he was even converted. God had put in Paul that capacity to organize. God had put in St. Paul that capacity even to make tents. Yeah? He would make tents. Skillfully make tents. And sell them. And on the front of education. And not only that, God had given St. Paul dual citizenship. Yeah? He was given dual citizenship. For what? He had made his men. Are prepared? God put everything in him. But paka tendu ukaka, hapana chacha haka funda chinyo wani. Amen. Yeah? Yes. It was just a matter of now realigning his destiny. Are you hearing me? The treasure he had in him, God put that treasure deep down in him. Paka zote ende ukaka. Hana utanga kutisaka. Na utaka wada passport. Yundi zukwene wende kunyengaze. He says, citizenship. Nifambe zokanaka wende. Anga karongeka. Anga karongeka. Ndo zili mwari yuzuzu. He makes his product. He makes his person unique. And fit for purpose. He make his people, his child, fit for purpose. Why? Akamufundisire kuti anga pasipa gamaliyo. He said, I went to school and I had the best teacher. So in today's language, Paul Gafunda and Princeton. When I Harvard do wakafunde iko in today's language. Best tutors, best universities, best examiners. Wakafunde iko. Why? God in you. Now let me share it with you. Brother Branham around your book. Do you know that? Did you write a book? You had no capacity to write a book. I got no capacity to write a book. You had to ask Levi. Levi, you even to be a scholar. Did you read a book? And the book was written. And some refused the book. Said it's not Abraham's book. Today there's some they still refuse it. Says the language room is unprofitable. Even Matsekera, Sakai Tika Mpuku Iroro, I said profit. And here comes now the ministers now today. They now say, you say, well, now the confidence is the ministers now say, if you want to know the real thoughts of the prophet, read the church, that church ages book. That's where his real thoughts are contained, that book hero. Unfortunately. Says, but Barnabas, he would say this, there, say there, but then he puts everything, the correct definition of his message, he says, they say, is in that book. But and God knew, which in Champa my resources through these men when I live vile. But Saint Paul ana kudaro. He had capacity in him. But God knew what Murumo Yasha Nyora New Testament, yes, sir. He cannot. Yeah? He cannot give it to someone else. Did you know? Has he gone? He must be educated to the highest level. To know grammar, to know Hebrew, to know Latin, to know everything. Amen. And here he comes. Even in jail, he's writing. Peter says, why? God prepared him for his assignment. And this is Judah. Let's go. Go higher court. Maramu kaziri not abano urawa. Let's go to the higher court. I'm a Roman. No varo ambama. And you know where ambama in dream Roman. How are you Roman? Ubudisa citizenship is Roman. And my way to IPC, guys. Taro am Roman. Why? God prepared him for his assignment. Amen. In this life. Yes. Is it not prepared? You are hearing. So, your preparation points to who you are. Remember, Mwari azombo kukumbiri kutuite chinu. Chasa kukadziri na kutuchikwanese uchiita. Hazigoni hizo. Hazigoni. Ukasa bata nya hizo zizi. Uchasara zome. Let me show you a scripture. You know when after Moses, what did God do? He says, Moses, go to Pharaoh. That was the mandate ya Moses. Ready? Go to Pharaoh. Go tell him this, 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 this. What did Moses do? He began to give excuses. I cannot talk. I don't know how to do it. God answered Moses. He said, Moses, who gave you the mouth? Yeah? Who gave you the mouth? What was he saying to him? He said, I prepared you specifically for that work which I'm sending you to do. To show Moses and Akutombo Zivakuti, Pahaka Uraya Munuya. Eh? Waka Uraya Bukomanawaya, Waka Uraya Uya. It was his inherent capacity. My attributes are in my heart. Eh, who deliver?
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
It was a deliverer in him before time manifesting itself. Was a deliverer. But the miraculous deliverer, Muna Moses. This man, he said, so he put harsh, actually, he was over Moses with a corner. What you, so God prepared Moses for his assignment. Not only live in that. That is our word. Never mind, will you go? Because he is coming to attack Pharaoh. Nisha kondresa watipaite wondo. Kuti Moses apinde kugaramba mafaro macho imu. Adzidze hari mumba mafaro imu. Saka hachachiki Pharaoh from the natural side. And he now knows Pharaoh straight kuti Pharaoh kandi nomziwa. He learned everything and he became a darling. Why? God was preparing Moses. God was preparing Moses. God caused it. And he killed that man. The desert he went. Then God then came to him as a fugitive. And he came back with his assignment. Actually, no heed. So when he then looks back, he thought, he was prepared. But then God had to rope in Aaron. But Aaron wanya kuite kazi muchona. But chikuru cha shagaita ka azoto tsangwisa mwari futi apopoterana na Moses ndio zvoti vanhu vakubva mugomo aya kuti chibata ya vanhu visai tikadza chimbuzo panapa. It was Aaron who did that. We have got this treasure, the Eden vessels, which God put in a man for you to use to do the work that God called you for to do. Amba kutumi kwa sana ugadziri la mwari kunyeba. Anamu itira wakadaru. Praise the Lord. Anamu itira wakadaru mwari. Inzwa. I want us to show you this. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. This one is very beautiful. St. Paul telling us something there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. What is he saying there? Now, because God made you unique, like we saw on Sunday, there's no one like you. And you don't share your assignment with anyone. It's your own assignment that God gave to you. God gave you your own mandate as a distinct human being. But here's kind of the mistake that we do. I compare myself with the Wushe. Yeah? And yet we are running different assignments. We are running a different race. But then I compare myself with another person. Sometimes you feel so discouraged. You are discouraged. Maybe you think maybe you are a failure. Because waona mungu achidini? Mungu apro in a way, maybe mungu prosper in a way. That's a rest. And you Brother Branham did it. I want to order Robert. I can order the guy inside. Billy Graham. And yeah, he's standing there. You see, oh, Robert, I work at university. University, my one. University, I work. No program. With all the faculties. Billy Graham, my way. The man was organized. That's why, no bad. Brother Branham, una secretary jete mu office. Anakana chava kaipapu. Unguna secretary chete. Why? This Oro was educated. Yeah? Billy Graham was educated. He could open a school and run it and administer it. Our prophet angasina kufunda maningi. He can't have administrator. Magazine wakambori zama. Agare torai. Zonde neta isu. Zwa magazine isu. I see failure ba. But I'm pastor ake kudaro. He was not called to do that. He tried to bring those men to Mbatsiri Grana magazine. Paka wana wangu is hoi momo wangu sama that, no, she torai. Mwende naro iro. But a mistake, he made a mistake to then compare his achievements with my achievements and Ola Roberts and Billy Graham. And God corrected him, said, See, I'm coming out, manya kadaro ushu. Sia uya manya kadaro, muruku manya ndi maza kasiana. Yeah? Muruku manya ndi maza kadini? Zakasiana. Resi, zaki zakadini? Zakasiana. Hauna kufira, but he thought, I'm a failure. Lord, as in I, Lord, I'm not going to trust our ne capacity is. Because, I'm not going to trust. I've trusted you with something else. Are you hearing me? I've trusted you with something else. Even if I could put Zawan, Robert, I could put Zawaka Wanda. One night, in any just 10, the better power. What those are who reasons. I can both Zamodna and Taduku to Miran and Jonah descendants. The don't want to match any fast line. But before he knew it, he was back. I see you going away from me. Hato Tanga. People, they begin to complain again. Why? For we dare not make ourselves of the number. Or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying there? We don't compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they are measuring themselves by themselves. Yeah? They are measuring themselves by themselves. And comparing themselves among themselves. What? Are not wise. I don't know whether you're hearing that. This is NIV. Guys, missionary wakati unzira shoko. Asika lechi simu kei kubabachi missionary. Tins, we kuti shoko. Rama riri kuti chini. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. What did he say? Don't compare yourself with anyone. Yeah? Don't compare yourself with anyone. Yeah? Don't compare yourself with anyone.
When they measure themselves by themselves, yeah, and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. But I put you on record. If you compare yourself with anyone, you are not wise. Compare your marriage with someone else's marriage, you're not wise. Your husband, someone else's husband, you are not wise. Your wife, someone else's wife, you are not wise. What he says? He says, the other person is never your standard. Your prophet made a mistake of comparing himself with achievements. Now he says, Iwewe, I'm your portion. Now I don't. Now, you see now. To us that excites us, doesn't it? For that us, we don't dare to change. Marashika. God was using this scripture to Brother Branham. But how on a right to compare with anyone? You are not being wise. Don't compare yourself with Oral Roberts. Don't compare yourself with Billy Graham. Don't compare yourself with Jaggers. If you do that, you are not wise. But it's human nature to want to do that. But then you are not wise. Chins for my zikapasas unguman nakira chapanuita that where did you die? My time to them barwachoka. We is wa isu. We will not boast beyond proper limits. We will boast beyond proper, but we confine our boasting to the field God has assigned us. Amen. Do you hear what he's saying there? You compare yourself with your purpose. Oh my. Compare yourself against yourself. Against the capacity that God gave you. Huh? Compare yourself. And the limits of your boasting, you are measuring yourself against your assignment. You are measuring yourself against what God set against yourself. How much have I achieved of what God said I must do? Of the works of Ephesians, said there are works cut for you to do. Judge yourself against those works. If you have done 10%, what God says, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Then you are. So the limit of your boasting is what God said. You must do. It's like, you see, Mr. Elnator, you want to compare a wonder fit. And the computer, I don't see one Dian. Akapita wonder fit akaona gonyeti akazi woo. Yari kungofamba kadini. Arisa wa abuse the wonder fit ukadaro. To make it even worse, wonder it. Speak liberty. 180. That's the last time I 240, 300. They are cut and designed to meet their capacity. Ash. Yes! That car, Tinashe's car, is designed with all functionalities to be able to hit 300 kilometers per hour. Wonder fit you, you have design wow. But can I eat at least best? You grow 180 kilometers per hour. So if you are going to judge Honda Fit, judge it against itself. Boys, mufungwa zebu na katra Honda Fit. You should have chini, pa 180. Ugai puta 180 wa iputi sama cylinder. Ai puri. Don't lose it. Proper limits. We have different limits. We have different limits. Some watch one more tona x squared minus one. I see limit yake. Mwandewe nkano. Mwandewe commerce. Mwandewe physics. Kwita physics as we do no gona. Are you hearing me? Ha! In the STEM science. I say not to no gona iyo. It has gone through my foot. That will be done away, pap. Proper. My way, help me. Proper limits. This is dangerous. And when God was designing you fearfully, He was putting in you your proper limit. And He knows your proper limit. My proper limits. My proper limits. Perhaps you, but we, however, I want to work up pusa. I don't want to work up pusa. Those who compare others with others. That's what I mean. Work up, not wise. But it's not we are wise. We compare ourselves with us beyond, not beyond our proper limits. But we confine our boasting to the field God has assigned to us. This is powerful. Amen. This is powerful. You say, "Poor God, answer and I will boast, I preached above all of them." But what? Ah, not me. You knew, could I warashika? Kura knows I preached more than you. Was it Peter Akanzi? Iwe uruema Judah. So he was confined his ministry. Hey, yes. Hey. Yeah. So I'm gonna judge Peter na Paul. Ne richi ya akaita. Tuwakaira njenga saka wanda. A few that reaches even to you. So you can't say, boys, Paul, waka wanda maning saka, ndiye wakaita sakuru, ndiye mukuru kuna Peter. Peter can't, iwe Peter, boundary rako, ndere majuda. Gumira ibapu. Even though I da kuenda, anda uyendi iko. Uyendi iko. Gumira up. Saka each one, a boundary. Yeah? That treasure in us. God put a treasure in us
That treasure determines your boundaries. So in every one of you, from the very initial mandate God put in men, he put in us some measure of the control of the earth. He put in you a measure to control the earth, to control the sea, to control the air. Was do initial young maricha you and stick a moon and I simba sign every man this capacity to dominate. You can dominate too. Must dominate. You will dominate. You can't compare. What are the casks in Otisaka? Tony Uti, Lundum Serum Sere, Nendege, the Chipichino Maya, the Chipicha Kundwa, Warashika. And it's good that you was a they are destined. I don't mean Zakato Siana. You'll be, and you'll not be wise if you do that. Samaradot Iweweka. Uziwe Zaka Kutaizi. Now, Ukas. Proper limit it equals your proper limit and the field God has assigned to you. Can I share something with you on that one? That is the source of your frustration in this life. But Abraham, what did he do? He said, if he will never be successful. At one ngangam bas. Kunzi iwe. Ukasayenda quest. Aubudiri. Because mu body make maka designu. Even as a young boy, he felt to go to what? To West. Ato Inda. Ato is a champion of a bizarre quake. Shorty. Achi got a bizarre winner. And I back my bizarre when everyone was failing. Yes, I should have a bizarre kuri koko. I got a championship. Even if you back a radical academy, I got you. Why? His success was building him to be in the West. Here it comes. Even in ministry, he's the prophet. West. He was designed in his design. I go to East. That's this guy it is also. I ain't go respond. I come and zgira anga achita mumiri make. So, understand, he connected with his assignment, listening to the instincts in his body. I won. What in Nika? Do no find kind of waste to. I'll be happy. Here it comes. But we will confine our boasting. Do you see what they say? I like the way NIV puts it. We confine our boasting. Yeah? Because that's my boundaries. Yeah? Which I limit myself. And here it comes again. Mukomana Pastor Roy Davis. Because I'm going to Brother Branham. You would not understand him. Iwe auna kufunda.
We can't even go to an MP. Yote kuna mambo, unoseka kuna mambo iwewe. Hana kuziwa. Hana kuzati mabaunda alaka state kwa hatu wakato siyani. Hana kuziwa izuzu. Uka kuziwa izuzu. Then, you help yourself by frustration. Your frustration comes from not achieving. Yeah? Your own standard which God gave to you. Saka ukaita successful. Not if successful. Ngachiti ukafunga kuti wabudirira uri kwa uri uko. Kusiri kwa wakati namwe ndoko anofana kuti budirira. Aombo fara auzorori, you be restless. You be restless. Until you come back. Because my uri mune nzara yachi to do those things. That's what God put in you. You won't be happy. You won't be resting. Dine urombo. Ni wari kumhanyira ku UK kunogeza machembere. Because wari umu. Wari mwari ungagadza munhu wemurume. It's a detour. Maybe it's a detour of life. Detour ziriko detour. Ngoto watora chi? Detour. Kusha zoka hako mulai. But why you are in detour? It is frustrating. That's why you probably end up mashing, you know, mashing, but I'm doing the fire. Mumbo put some tara, Mumbo in the bachini, Musango, my dust road. I boom, that's why I'm boom, that's what they are. My detour of life. They are there, and they are most frustrating. They are most frustrating. But what are you doing? If you're in a detour, you're just delaying fulfilling your mandate. And the mandate, sometimes they become even aborted. If it is aborted, finish. How do you come before God? You are a failure. Now, let me tell you, to receive the Holy Ghost, that's not overcoming. That's why it's easy to receive it. The program says you can receive the Holy Ghost every day. It's still wet. Go to hell. To receive the Holy Ghost is that one of the most easiest things I found out now. And people, they think, I feel sorry. I feel sorry for many Christians in the message. They, as in the moment, I want to move into my adoption. I have an idea of what way is he moving into. This is now moving into your adoption. If you find your proper limits and you get there, that's the way you get into adoption. You are adopted into your calling, not into the Holy Ghost. Adopted as a prophet. Adopted as a son. Adopted as a farmer. And they think just receive the Holy Ghost in your soul. No, I've adopted when it comes from my head into my soul. Yes. To do what? To do this. No honeymoon, no heaven for the lazy man. The gospel according to Pastor Mandura. No heaven for the lazy man. If you want to be lazy, I'm afraid you hate me. You won't like me. You see an infidel. But I'm showing you the scripture. Adoption is not receiving the Holy Ghost. Those are two different things. You are adopted into your calling. You see, the Holy Ghost is power for service, not power for the rapture. Are you hearing me? It's not power to enter into the rapture. Uh-uh.
never stand on the heavenly platform and tell that message people, it's not power to get into heaven or to get married. Guys, Zvinochinja. Ona kune zvinochinja chinja ka. Ndinofarawo ngwarawo newo. Ngwarawo gwecha nyumwawo. Zvisiri consistent zvinacho. Zvambofamba seiko. Ndakazviona ndiri pabhulawayo akanga ati, ini pana papasi pangu pana. Papasi pangu. Asi nakidza. Wai ukatabisa upai kunakidza munakidzira iwo wai. I was wise. Ndikati pano pana apaka pari kundinakisa ndichiri mudiki zvandirizvi. Asati kure kure pano ndiwa apa pana. Pano zondiwa pano pana pano zodini? Pano zondiwa wa. Rekai ndikasi kudini ndibve zvakanaka. I'll give you. Praise God. We boast against. So your boasting is against the achievement of your mandate, Brother David. Kana makanzi muri wema shop, Brother David. Let me tell you. Kana makanzi muri wema shop. Mchakata ma shop 20. And uno zvinzwa muhana mako. Now. People, they think when they say God spoke to me, they think they heard a voice. Yes, you can do that. But very rarely does God do that to give you a voice. Ambo daro mwari. Kashoma. Nakukutumira ngirozi. Kashoma. Kana. That silent voice, small still voice in you. Ndiye mwari wacho iye. Yeah? That continuous small still voice in you. Aramba chingwe ashitaura newe iye. Kuti frame a shop. Frame ya ina ukwane. Frame a shop. Vura kwa mtare ime shop. Vura maronde ira ime shop. Vura inblawaye ime shop. Wadiku kuvura futi kana kugwanda ime shop. Fumba izozo, zache izozo. Ma ideas iwayo. Ndiye mwari washa kutaura newe iye. So you don't have rest. He gives you restlessness. Dear Mary, watch me. I'm going to in any car. And she has no chance of cutting it. As you put this, as you pay, say, go to the phone. Or I'm about to go to Ipa Pochet. We should have. Nira. Amen. Chains was a top of I want to get a Joseph. Joseph, I now want to have voice. But it's a dream I can't imagine. It's a weird dream. Rava in direction here. Rava. We're in direction here. Rova. It's a good direction. One is chasing. It's just chino one. That's a dream. But not only dream. Even thoughts. Thoughts. Yeah? God speaks through you. Through thoughts, ideas. Which can, I want to show you something before I close. And the number of pages is, you guys. Don't compare yourself. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. NIV. 6, verse 5, verse 3. Let's start from verse 3. So, 5. Don't think you are a failure. People, you don't go to Zimbabwe. You already transport. Yeah? You already go to work at my church. And I'm going to work at my church. I'm going to buy a beer. I'm going to work at my church. I said, man, the guy. Because you don't work at my church. You don't work at my church. Wakati wakira machechi murumeo. Asiri mutendi. Kungonzo. Hoto ngote wakira na wamachechi. See what it says. If anyone think he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. How do you think you are something and you are nothing? And each one should test your own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to. Now, you see what the Bible is saying? It wants each one should test his own actions. What does it say? Against yourself. Your actions against your capacity. If you are 100 feet, you are doing 45 against 180. Yeah? You are 100 feet. You are doing 100 against 180. Compare yourself and judge yourself. You are doing 100, that is your actions, against your capacity of 180. Then you just, are you doing good? Yeah? Are you then doing good? Without comparing himself to somebody else. So, each one should test his own actions against your own God-given capacity. God-given capacity, you know it yourself. You know it, God-given capacity. Can I share with you? You know it. It's very simple. It's very easy. I know I must have a TV channel. After I know we must reach the, this message must go to many people. This is what I'm preaching. People must hear this, especially the message. People, they must hear this. Otherwise, we don't go to heaven. We will miss them in heaven. They must hear this. What I'm saying right now, they must hear that. Your desires, God said, I'll give you the what? The desires of your heart. Those desires, my desire, what is it that make you restless? Dara president of America, auna ma slavery. Achiri mwana ndeti. What did he say? He says, when I grow up, this thing I will dismantle and it will kill me. Achiri mpana jeko. As a young boy, I'm going to slavery. The slavery can nakai maka. Why? God raised him for that specific purpose. And he became a president of that country. I shouldn't go pin down president. He pronounced proclamation of
People, they were free. The slaves were free. His assignment was over and he was killed. But Abraham comes in, he sees the women. Oh, he saw women, wicked women, coming to their place to drink chibuku, to drink beer and everything. And he says, this, I hate beer. I hate women. This is not good. Why? He was Elijah. He was Elijah. Was I ever program sango? Why? He was Elijah. John, I gram sango. I wenga madzimaya. Ioka wenga madzimaya usiri John ameno zvako. Big fire. Jezebel. No pendants are as a Jezebel. The only woman who was eaten by dogs. They didn't even eat their fingers. What did you say? So you should do it with wisdom. Paul says, preach the word like a serpent. You must be wise. Be wise with the word. Don't just be foolish. You pay the price of foolishness. Kubasa promote with the foolishness. Respect. The same guy who taught you about Jezebel taught you about respect. Hey. You have authority. Those who are in authority, respect those who are in what? In authority. Morning boss. You must be wise. Promotion, I have to say promotion. But go and apologize. Each one should test his own actions. Guys, this is very important. Test your own actions against your own mandate. Against your own mandate. What do I want to achieve? What is it that makes me happy? See what you must do. That's why Paul told Timothy, stay up that gift that is in you. Eh? Stay it up. What does it mean? It means polish whatever is in your life. If it is a skill, polish it up. Don't ignore it. If it is a ministry, polish up your ministry. I've said it many times. You don't come let you phone, which didn't which wearing, which is Zunguzika. Wagambona makamiza chidaro. Makamiza, wagambona chidaro makamiza. I said, learn from the legends. Did I say that? Learn from the legends. If you are a singer, look for the legends. How do they sing? Oh, we have enough. Oh, yeah? preacher. Learn from the legends of preaching. They say, you know what, brother Tinashe, no brother Osho. Abraham says, the world was given an evangelist in Billy Graham. Did he say that? Yeah, he says the world has never been given any evangelist more than Billy Graham. He's the epitome of an evangelist. If you want to be an evangelist, does that my part to say? What's the idea of evangelistica is to win people to Christ. Not to go up Besha. Sorry, Jezebel. What Besha got cheated, but we know one gun. Show us, how many have you won after bashing them? My office is here, and time fails me. After my rover, we need the evangelist. She took my pem, she took my earring, she took a dress. Uka took a moon, Uka. Nasha Zako, I know jeans, what would you do as a marriage? Jeans work. Could have a moon or to hook up. Ask a Maraca Muribuka. What does he say? My sheep, he is my voice. My sheep, he is my voice. We got two Kamun, which parades. They know who you ask Maribo. D. Welsh. We did Marus. Pastor Papa took a papa. They can go to the upper Marwandi Zora, Majita. Learn from Billy Graham. How he did it. Until my president is. Imagine all the president, he was the advisor of the president. Advisor of presidents. It's just we are happy. You know, sometimes because we don't read and know a lot of things, we are happy. Papa Nama went to the Buckingham Palace. And we are happy. He was called by the King Charles to Buckingham Palace. Billy Graham, I got away every Christmas, they were pizza church. Billy Graham, I pinza ku palace every Christmas, they were pizza church every Christmas, every year. Then they called Brother Branham. But for every service day, yeah, Christmas, the Billy Graham, I didn't. I was pinned. But we are so excited. It's Buckingham Palace. So if you talk to them, I will go to Billy Graham, I will cook. And I'll go to it. It will do me. Little knowledge is very bad. It's very ugly. Each one should test his own actions. What is Brother Branham Manga says about going to Buckingham Palace kuno paridzira madzimambo? He was a prophet. He says, "Wanopinda mudzimambo madzimambo vachiparidzira, it's not like me. What will you out to see?" Yeah? And they say that. Yes. So I'm going to believe that Maganda Gawanda, but I'm not going to show Masaga. What does the food do on your foot? You must know what the course yake line yake. Wakashik. It's very easy. Minds were able to take pride in themselves alone. Each one should test your own actions. But not just to test if you said, now, don't
hear me well. Ndati inini wakaisa speedometer ye Honda Fit. Hasi munhu ane Honda Fit atenga mota panza baba. Yeah? Yes. Aisa 180 iyoyo handiwe watenga Honda Fit yako. Muridzi we motikari akadza motikari. Ndi akaisa 180. Akazokwanisira zvese 180. Ndipo zvino svika pa 180. Iwe wende iwe haona kuzvisika iwe. Saka akakusika akakupisira 180. Saka kwachuza zvakakufamba ne 100. Ndiwe. You are driving a 100. Sometimes experience ndo inouraya zvinhu. Experience limits people. Ukajara kwapane 100. You are comfortable now. And you think that's the best that it can do. Because when I wonder if you can take 180, you know, shams, what you want to fit here? Ya pura ya enda kuti munhu agona kui drive. Kana kuti waenda nona UK kwenyu bara David andikune ma freeway. Kusina limit ye ma roads. Kuno kukapinda ma port uno manya ukasvikepi. Saka environment also affects you. Ari I Honda Fit iyo. But ana yo kuno ku Harare kunoku. Ari Honda Fit ari ku freeway ye ku UK. They perform differently. Same Honda Fit. But you know, after the conditions. But the condition is excuse. No, pastor, you must what? You must dominate your environment. I strongly believe Ramana says, we are living a million miles from our privileges. A million mile away from our privileges. I think let me close there. Let me see this yarn up. I wanted to give a scripture again, but no. This is half eight. We need to go. I trust someone has been helped. Trust someone has done a takeaway from what has been said. There's a lot, whole lot that we can say. But shed the treasures that are in us to the world. Another scripture, I didn't read the scripture where Timothy says, Paul says, I am being poured out as a cup, and I'm ready to go. You can do it. But Africa manje inokukanganisa inokudistract the zvino zvisina basa rese. Vanambuya vanosimudza mhepo, vanasikwa kusimudza mhepo, vachisimudza ma distractions ese iwaya. Those are distractions. May God help you tonight. You are unlimited. What you can do. Let no man judge you. Don't compare yourself with anyone. Compare yourself. Not even with your past success. Success. You know, to meet up and go to your achievement, previous achievements. When you master's, got a doctorate. I've seen people with 5 doctorates. Yes. Then they write books. My books are they are powerful. I don't know. Imagine, no such thing can occur. You are a book or a choker. I reckon a content. You don't know anything. Empty head, didn't you? A book. Where
Downloadja bookrang. Downloadja bookrang. Book launch. Book launch. Who are waiting on money? Empty head. I need the best seller. Kuna nungi na best seller. Kuta book. Tenga book iro. Manaraka ipa book iri. He invested in that book. He's a writer of books. Wana Shakespeare why? George Orwell. Ndara mabugu. Anjira mabugu. Mazera anjira mabugu. Mazera mabugu. Anjira mabugu. I did this said book. Dhu shukuru. Reshona. Yes. So when he speaks, he's, even when he speaks Shona, I know that the Arku Zoshona is a man to what teacher is. Kumasa wakeo. What was preparing? He's a teacher. So now see how he taught creation Mazuai. Ashivana ayo kwakatanga. Ashipuruka na ayo. Rabas the pace. Nagumira panas. Not so afuji next week. Nemariake. Kuja nemarie. Nemariake. She took a foot. Ashiva pace. Ndapeds. Ndakufundisa. Message you are taking on us, message you. It's too fresh. May you connect with yourself. May you connect with yourself. Don't let this body limit you. Inside of it, there are schools inside of you, there are hospitals inside of you. Nakamutombodaro mungimusi ndava ku first peku ndikatanya ndaramba ndite what build jinyi build hospitals ndizo ndakutore yes atakazi build hospitals. He was saying to himself, set himself a standard, achiti every day I must buy 10,000 bricks. He set that standard for him. Every day I must buy 10,000 bricks. Go to my social media, one is green throughout. So he's bought those guys out. My stand there, tenga one with someone in Zimbabwe. He's bought it. But if I tell you, I tell him, bought much, it's in your essence, renews. I tell him, down. She's a woman, but he persisted. And now I'm aware I was a single pair hip hop. I'm aware I was a single pair. I can wonder. He had a counter book. Right now, I showed this young boy. But one of the young ones, build houses. Build boarding houses for students in Gweru. Build boarding houses for students in Mount Pleasant. Yes, them now. From just idea, from writing it down. He all wants it. You're a passive vision, Yako. What I was a shandish. This is a shandish. She said, there's a white that you are told. There's a white that you. Show us what you did with your attachment. Then we compare. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, your word is good. You gave us dominion upon the sea, upon the air, and upon the earth. And you put your image on us and your likeness. That's why you are so obsessed about us being successful. And you mark the course that each one must run. And you put the limits that each one must attain to. And you have told us that we must never compare ourselves with the next man. That being foolish, it can only discourage, or it can only fool one to think he is successful when he is not yet successful. I pray tonight, Lord, coming in a very simplistic way, and yet I know the impact. And yet, Lord Jesus Christ, you want our best. You want men to dominate. You said man is a conqueror. He is more than a conqueror.
If we have achieved what you have set for us, that's the conquering you want us to do. Each one has a part to do and a contribution to add, even to this church, even to the world, even to our communities. Lord Jesus, as you leave this place, tirikuona zi building tirikuvakwa apo nemukadzane chikoro uyu takamona achitanga mukadzi uyu takamona achistruggle but how she persisted ndakaona my quality achiri pamba chaipo achinewana ma we infant school but she persisted in her vision naso unokwa nechikoro quality takutochemera kuita savana vedu ipapo mari takawanda tirikubhadharwa. Panopa Ralph Jr. They had some squabbles, some challenges. But look what she is doing. A boarding school is coming up. Powerful and beautiful. The power of persistence. Power of pursuing a vision. I am asking you, Lord, right here with our people. Lord Jesus, we have the mind of God. Just see how you're giving us the scriptures. That way to empower us. I am asking you, Lord, may someone catch it. May someone's appetite, Lord, be awakened. May someone's vision be rejuvenated. May they realize that though people have laughed at them, maybe there's their small stature, but inside that small stature is a big vision. Look at our prophet. He was not so much to look upon, but inside of him was a big fight. A man who conquered the whole world 7 times, Lord, with the message of the hour. And yet, they discounted him to say he was not going to do anything. But the vision in him, the big fight in him, opened doors for him through all many ministries, through all many churches. Even as you said to Timothy, Timothy, your gift will take you to high places. And we saw your prophet just opening doors with his son, Billy Paul, was a beneficiary. There are people here, Lord, who can do the same. We have global ministries. We are known globally. Look at our own Maduka. Not from being an orphan. See what he has done. He just believed. He did accept what society put on him as the benchmark. He was fighting against his mother's thoughts. He refused to be canned up into his parental delinquency of giving him the limit. He rejected that. He said, get out of my car. But something in it. He said, I am pregnant with my vision. I am praying. May there be a woman here, Lord. May be a man to catch up the vision, to be pregnant. I give them my support. I'm giving them my full support, even of prayer, of fasting, to let that vision become a reality. And we have also a vision here, even for this church, that you gave me many years ago. I saw that church. I've become so restless. I've become so uncomfortable. And yes, I know. Some people, they want me to teach what they teach. But some, I just cannot do it. It's not me. That is not in me. They want me to be like them. I cannot be like them. I must be myself. And these people here, they must be themselves. We must be individuals. We must be distinguished. You just not according to what others have. We must not compare what they have done. We compare ourselves with what we have cut for ourselves. And I am looking up to you tonight. May we receive it, Lord. May you help us. May you forgive us of being complacent. Some have been aborted. The visions have been aborted. I pray that you resuscitate them again. May they be awakened to be alive again. Another chance which you give to us tonight, Lord. Some, they've thought of big visions. They must move into action. Maybe go to open the company. Register the company. At least for a start. Pay something to relieve the pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, grant it. I come to you. The ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, whoever they are, as we come into our callings, into our adoption. Look at what he did, this man. He was a nobody. You made a way for him. He knew. You sold him a house. You saw the houses. He was traveling out, just somewhere outside. And the vision become alighted. Tonight, my Father, I am calling upon you today. help us to have these treasures in our hearts and to share it with the world. That is what our mandate is all about. This I ask you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. God be with you. See you on Sunday. So that Torah can go to the bay. He chose the day. Then I go to 8 o'clock to bed. But well, have a good night. Enjoy.